Okay, so in this video, I'm just going to throw out a few kind of bonus ideas, really a random collection of ideas and points to consider, stuff that I either thought about after creating the core course, or stuff that I just kind of wanted to throw in at the end because I wanted it to be one of the final things that I said, so it's stuck in your mind. So the first point I want to make, and this kind of came naturally for you, you may have to force it, is talk to GPT or Claude like you're a complete buffoon, like a real idiot, you know. Paste in screenshots, ask questions like, what do I click? Where do I go? What does this mean? The more questions that you ask, the more you're going to learn. You know, if this was a real person, you would really, really get on their nerves. But of course, this is a language model with infinite patience. Now, the one caveat to that is that both Claude and Cursor do limit you per query. Again, they limit you based on each message that you post in, not the overall context. And so, you know, the way to look at this is you need to treat your main thread that you have on Claude, if you're building a project at the moment, treat that main thread as sacrosanct. You know, don't ever limit, don't ever sort of pollute that when you're in the middle of building a software. Don't pollute that with other things. That's always going to be treated with respect, and you know, you're going to be very careful about how you interact with that. Very long queries relating to your project, think about those and reflect on them, and be very careful as to making sure that you know paste in massive relevant messages at each time. But for other models that you have access to, either ones on Anthropic's Playground, where you know you'll get charged per individual call on that one, you're not going to be paying $20 a month for like all you can eat messages. You can message on anthropic.com as much as you want. So on that one, you can go crazy, ask as many stupid questions as you want. ChatGPT.com, again, we are rate limited, but we're not going to use that and abuse that in the same way that we rely on Claude.ai. So you can be a bit more free with what you say to ChatGPT. Of course, if you run out of limits on ChatGPT, you can always go to the OpenAI Playground. And then you also have other options such as OpenRouter, which is a great way to basically use unlimited amounts of calls there, although the costs there are the same as on Anthropic Playground and OpenAI Playground anyway. But you do have those as your kind of backup options. Another kind of advanced idea to explore is to try and think of ways that you can chain together different APIs and libraries. So probably the way that you'll approach this the first time that you build your application is there will be one initial input that the user can have, very likely a text box where they can put something in. It will then be sent to one API, and that one API will do a thing with that input, turn it into an output and send it back out, and that'll be the end of your software. But as you get more and more advanced, you can start to think of ways that you can chain different APIs, libraries, codes, processes together, and maybe have, you know, API one generates an output, which is then imported into a JavaScript code, which then does something else with it, which then passes it to API two, which then returns that final output to the user. And obviously this is something that is, you know, going to come with time. To start with, you will want to keep things very, very simple, very likely just one simple API call. But as you progress, you can start to get really, really creative with the way that you chain these together, okay? Also, be sure to test in Postman first. So go to postman.com, create your free account, and then start to search for Postman collections of APIs. And every time you come across one, you can sign up to the API, you can run some calls, and you can test it. And, you know, the cool thing about running it in Postman first is you can test it within postman.com, see how it works, and then if you like it and you want to use it, you can just, you know, save that collection and import that into your AI, and it will make it very, very easy for Claude to then integrate that into your software application, because it's going to be so familiar with the JSON files that basically Postman collections are coded in. And then the final thing I want to talk about, which is a very, very recent development, it literally happened in the last week, is that you'll remember I mentioned earlier that the IDE, which is the software we use to save and build our code, that is going to be VS Code by default. VS Code, Visual Studio Code, is the one that I recommend you code with, rather than you save with. But I also suggested Replit as a very good option. It's the next one I'm going to look at. As I've mentioned earlier, I am building an agent that will do everything we've talked about in this course, and that will need to be done online. Replit is an online version of a VS Code, basically, with some other bells and whistles. And one of the cool things you can do, because it is an online version, is you can do a one-click publish from Cursor direct to Replit. And so in theory, what you could do is you could go into Cursor Composer, build an AI application from scratch, immediately publish it to Replit, and then instantly see it and instantly publish it to the internet. So it's pretty kind of cool stuff that we can now do. Now, you know, this training has been kind of an unusual one to put together, because literally as I was doing it, you know, things were changing in real time. And it's likely that by the time I publish this, which will probably be sometime next week when I actually roll this course out, things will have changed again. So I will be adding new videos when things happen, which inevitably they will. When new tools drop, when new features happen, new add-ons, I will be sure to add more training. But for now, dive in, you know, just start playing around with all this stuff. It's such an exciting time to be doing all of this. It's incredible that we can build our own software tools using AI today. So few people know about it. It's such a massive advantage. There is a learning curve, but guys, this is the ultimate business model, which we can now do using free tools. And anyone can do this, I really am convinced. So please do take action. Do not think that this is too intimidating. Give it a go. Give it, you know, at least a few hours to try and do this. And I'm convinced that it's got the potential to change your life. So thanks for checking out the course. Please do take action. This is so, so exciting. I hope you're as excited about all of this as I am. And I'll see you in the next update. So thanks, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.